As the number and complexity of your Lightning components grows, so does the risk of defects when you write them, and of breaking changes when you refactor them. Automated testing allows you to mitigate those risks and verify that your components work as designed when you first write them, and continue to work as expected when you make changes or when their dependencies, the framework, another component, or a JavaScript library they depend on, are updated. This post provides an overview of the Lightning Testing Service, LTS, and how it makes it easy to test your Lightning components using popular JavaScript frameworks. The Lightning Testing Service consists of 1. Wrappers that allow you to use popular JavaScript testing frameworks within your Salesforce org. LTS currently provides wrappers for Jasmine and Mocha, and you can create your own wrappers for other frameworks. 2. A utility object, Taiwan Dollar, that makes it easy to work with Lightning components in your tests. For example, it allows you to instantiate components or fire application events. 3. A tight integration with Salesforce DX that allows you to run tests from the command line and from within continuous integration scripts. Although the LTS integration with Salesforce DX is powerful, Salesforce DX is not a requirement to use LTS. You can install the LTS package manually and run your tests from a browser window. Jasmine 101. In this article, we use Jasmine to illustrate how to run automated tests against Lightning components. If you are new to Jasmine, here are some key concepts you need to be aware of. A test suite is a plain JavaScript file wherein related tests, specs, are organized within describe functions. A spec, or test, consists of one or more expectations invoked within the it function. An expectation is an assertion that evaluates to either true or false. A spec is passing when all its expectations evaluate to true. A spec is failing when at least one of its expectations evaluates to false. Here is a canonical Jasmine test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Check out the Jasmine documentation to learn more. Installation instructions. Follow the steps below to install LTS and run the sample test suite available in the LTS package. Step 1. Install LTS. Type the following command to install the latest version of the LTS package in your default Scratch org. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. If you are new to Salesforce DX, check out the Salesforce DX Quick Start to learn how to create a Scratch org. Notes. If you are not using Salesforce DX, you can install the LTS package manually. Go to the LTS project release page and click on the link for the latest version of LTS with examples. Do not install LTS in a production org. Lightning tests don't run in an isolated testing context, and DML operations you perform in a test are not rolled back when the test completes. Step 2. Run the sample test suite. LTS comes with a sample test suite for Jasmine and Mocha. Type the following command to run the sample test suite for Jasmine. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The test results appear in the console as illustrated below. You can also run the test suite from the browser by accessing the following URL, replace base underscore URL greater than with your org's base URL, https://base_url_c/jasmine_test.app. The test results appear in the browser window as illustrated below. Creating and running your own test suite. Step 1. Create a test suite. A Jasmine test suite is a plain JavaScript file that contains a series of related specs. Using LTS, you create the Jasmine test suite as a static resource. 1. Enforce app/main/default/static resources, create a file named mytestsuite.js and paste the following content. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note: Force source push supports automatic source transformation when working with static resources. In this specific example, it means you can edit the file in its JS format. The file is automatically transformed to the right static resource format when pushed to your Scratch org. Check out the documentation for details. You still have to create the meta.xml file as described below. 2. Enforce app/main/default/static resources, create a file named mytestsuite.resourcemeta.xml and paste the following content. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 2. Create a test application. 1. Type the following command to create a Lightning application named MyTestApp used to run your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, if you are using Visual Studio Code with the Salesforce DX extensions, you can also create an application from the command palette, view greater than command palette greater than SFDX, create Lightning app. 2. Implement mytestapp.app as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 3. Push your changes. Type the following command to push your test suite static resource and your test application to your Scratch org. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 4. Run your tests. Type the following command to run the tests. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You can also run the test suite from the browser by accessing the following URL, replace base underscore URL greater than with your org's base URL, https://base_url_c/my_test_app.app. Common Lightning Components Testing Scenarios. Now that you have the infrastructure in place, you can start adding tests to your test suite. In this section, we look at some common testing scenarios. Scenario 1, verify component rendering. In this first example, we write a test to verify that a component renders as expected. 1. Create a component called Hello World implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Add the following test to your test suite, in mytestsuite.js, right after the testing the obvious describe. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. Taiwan$.createComponent instantiates a Lightning component. The first parameter is the component name. The second parameter is an optional list of attribute values. The third parameter specifies whether the test requires the component to be rendered. Once the component is instantiated, you can use the CMP object as usual to get attribute values, find DOM elements, etc. 3. Run the test suite again by accessing https://base_url_c/mytestapp.app or by typing the following command. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Scenario 2, verify data binding. In this example, we instantiate a component passing a value for the message attribute and we verify that UI elements bound to that attribute are displaying the expected value. 1. Create a component called component with data binding implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Add the following test to your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Run the test suite again. Scenario 3, verify method invocation. In this example, we verify that a method invocation produces the expected result. We create a component with a counter attribute and a method that increments that counter. We verify that the method invocation increments the counter as expected. Note that you cannot directly invoke methods in the component's controller or helper. You can only invoke methods that are exposed as part of the component's public API with an or a method definition. 1. Create a component called component with method implemented it as follows. Component with method.cmp. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Component with method controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Add the following test to your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlight. The third argument of Taiwan$.createComponent is false. This test doesn't require the component to be rendered. 3. Run the test suite again. Scenario 4, verify application event. In this example, we verify that a component listening to an application event works as expected when the application event is fired. 1. Create an application event named MyAppEvent, implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Create a component named component listening to app event, implemented as follows. Component listening to app event.cmp. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Component listening to app event controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Add the following test to your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 4. Run the test suite again. Scenario 5, verify server method invocation, not recommended. In this example, we verify that a call to a method in the component's Apex controller works as expected. Performing real database operations from within Lightning tests is not recommended because Lightning tests don't run in an isolated testing context, and changes to data are therefore permanent. Tests that rely on real data also tend to be non-deterministic and unreliable. Instead of accessing real data, consider using mock, static and predictable, data as demonstrated in this example. Moreover, tests that involve communication over the network are generally not recommended. The recommended best practice is to test the client and server code in isolation. See scenario 6 below for an example demonstrating how to mock the server method invocation altogether. 1. Create an Apex class called AccountController, implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Create a Lightning component named AccountList, implemented as follows. Account list.cmp. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Account list controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Add the following test to your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlight. The Taiwan $.wait for function, timeout, interval, function checks at a regular interval, defined by the value passed as the third argument, for a set amount of time, defined by the value passed as a second argument, if the function passed as the first argument returns true. If the function returns true within the allotted time frame, the promise is resolved and the test succeeds. If the function doesn't return true within the allotted time frame, the promise is rejected and the test fails. 4. Run the test suite again. Scenario 6, verify mock server method invocation, recommended. Instead of calling a remote method that returns mock data, you can mock the server call altogether. Jasmine provides a spy utility that allows you to intercept, hijack, calls to specific functions. To mock a remote method invocation call, all you have to do is spy on the Australian $.enqueue action function and provide a mock implementation to execute instead of sending the request to the server. Let's create a new test for the AccountList component using this approach. The Apex controller and Lightning component don't change. 1. Add the following test to your test suite. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Run the test suite again. Other testing scenarios. Other testing scenarios are available in the LTS repository. For example, check out the Jasmine Lightning Data Service test suite to learn how to write tests for the Lightning Data Service. Summary. The Lightning Testing Service, LTS, makes it easy to test your Lightning components using popular JavaScript frameworks like Jasmine and Mocha. Check it out today and see how it can help you build and maintain components with confidence by automatically verifying that they work as designed when you first write them, and continue to work as expected when you modify them. Additional resources. Lightning Test Service GitHub Repository. Jasmine Documentation. Salesforce DX Quick Start and Trailhead. Lightning Components Basics.